Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Plenty were here to speak in favor of the natural gas pipeline, like Delegate Roxanne Robinson of Chesterfield County. The pipeline won't go through her district, but she thinks it will be an important part of Virginia's energy future.
And we need to be able to transport the natural gas across the Commonwealth and to North Carolina and to the coastline.
Many others, though, say the state isn't doing enough to protect Virginia's waters. Regulators won't be analyzing each stream crossing in the pipeline's path, instead relying on a blanket permit from the Army Corps of Engineers. Jennifer Lewis, president of the anti-pipeline group Friends of Augusta, says that's just not enough.
It's inaccurate and it's not safe. I want them to go to each stream crossing and do an analysis on each stream, each body of water, each wetland.
Last week, the board opted not to require that level of analysis for the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Opponents, though, are still holding out hope that they will require it for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. The board received more than 15,000 comments on the project. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.